Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Feeling good.
How's everybody doing?
All right.
Yeah, it's Monday. And you survived your truck all over the Midwest?
Oh, my God. The driving. Yes, I survived.
That's good.
It's touch and go.
Good thing you got that sweet Toyota.
My RAV4 from Cary Toyota. Yep.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get you caught up on this morning. Huge Bengals win over the weekend.
Yes.
That
was fun.
Also, another not-so-nice story about James Corden. Kiki Palmer makes a major announcement during her SNL monologue, and Axl Rose is done throwing his microphone. First E! News of the day coming up straight ahead, Monday edition, Cincinnati's Q102.
Is coming. Shut it out with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, Tim. Right now, buy one window, get one free. They also do siding, roofing, and doors. Call 513-755-1800. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
With James Corden this morning.
Yeah, there's somebody else that thinks he's just a rotten guy. It's Mel B, also known as Scary Spice. She was actually asked to name the biggest D-head celebrity she's ever met, and she listed four people. She said James Corden, Jessie J, herself, and Jerry Horner, also known as Ginger Spice. So why is she calling out Ginger? She said, I love her to bits, but she's really bleeping annoying. As for Corden, she said, I think you always have to be nice to the people that you work with, whether it be production, camera guys, sound, lighting. We all work for the same thing, so you should always be nice. And he hasn't been very nice.
He's getting a really bad rap.
He is.
I wonder why why are people just now talking about him?
I don't know.
But, you know, one of the biggest D-heads, arguably, in show business for years was Simon Cowell. And another big expose story on behind the scenes at American Idol came out saying that it was all an act. That when they first started doing auditions and, test runs of the show or whatever, mm-hmm. he was actually pretty nice. The producers felt like there needed to be some balance or something.
He was just naturally good at it.
Yeah.
But was he he was a D-head on the show, but was he also a D-head to the production people behind the scenes?
No, that's what they're saying. He's actually a really nice guy. But yeah. Whole thing was an act.
Yeah. It all is, ain't it?
A lot of people are talking about Simon Cowell, though, because he got some plastic surgery done, and people are saying that he is almost unrecognizable. Like, he doesn't look like himself anymore. He's very...
After he had said he was done with it. Yeah.
I just think he looks like a super younger version of himself.
Yeah, he did. He woke up, looked in the mirror, and was like,
what the bloody hell was that?
What did I do to myself? We got to take a quick break. We got more E! News to come, including Bling in a Box. But first, let's check the roads once again. We got Denise standing by with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.